Our next guests are both classically trained musicians who fuse classical music with hip-hop influences for a style that's known as what they call classical boom.
They've collaborated with Wu-Tang Clan, Alicia Keys, and Wyclef Jean, and shared the stage with Aerosmith, Kanye West, and Tom Petty. But not everyone they make music with is famous. A big part of their mission is to reach out to students to show them what it looks like to bust a stereotype. Here is the group Black Violin and their piece, Stereotypes.
Often unfair and untrue belief that many people have about
all four things with a particular characteristic are the same.
Stereotype, an unfair and untrue belief that
many people have about
other people or things.
Stereotype, a standardized mental picture that is held in.
Pueden predecir el comportamiento de una persona basada en su raza o nivel social. Estereotipo.
Kev Marcus joins us now. He plays the violin in the duo Black Violin with violist Will B, and they're playing at the Widener Center for the Performing Arts in Green Bay this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Kev, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we just heard the piece Stereotypes. Can you tell us what this one's about?
Stereotypes is just sort of like, you know, our life, I would say. You know, I'm a 6'2" black guy that's been playing classical violin for as long as I can remember. And you know, the song kind of, it spurred from a airport trip, and we're walking through an airport, and people always ask us what's in our case, you know? And then we say, they think, oh, trombone, is it a keyboard, what is it? And when we say violin, most of the time they're like, wow, I would have never thought that was a violin in your case, because, I mean, we're built like athletes, we're built like, you know, football players and basketball players. And but, you know, we're a classically trained violinist. So that idea has always been something that follows us, about don't judge a book by its cover, and, you know, always try to do things that people aren't expecting, and always try to break stereotypes because it's a bit more satisfying that way. So when we were making this new album, you know, we had that in mind, and Stereotypes is the title song of our album, Stereotypes. And that's basically what we were thinking with it. It's just like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, and always try to break stereotypes. If someone says violin ain't cool, you should do it, and you know, that gives you reason, more reason to do it anyway. So always try to break stereotypes and don't let that define you.
Does that bug you when you get that airport question, what's in your case, and then the surprise? Or do you view it as an opportunity to change someone's mind, maybe educate somebody?
Yeah, I love it. It's my favorite thing about playing the violin is that I'm not supposed to do it. And, you know, it's just, I love that, you know, every time that happens, you know, we get to change people's perceptions of what is possible. And we do it every single night on stage where we come out, people come out just to see, okay, violin, hip hop, interesting. I want to see what this is. And they come out and they have no idea what to expect. And after everything is said and done, hopefully they're looking at the violin in a different perspective. They're looking at who can play it, what kind of music can happen from the violin, what else can mix together, what else can be done that I never thought was possible. And that's sort of the thought process that we go for when we perform and when we're making our music.
Now, it sounds like when you were a kid, this was not the life that you necessarily thought you were going to lead. You got a great story about how you played the violin for the first time, how you wound up with this life. Can you tell us how that happened?
Well, you know, I started in the fifth grade because my mom made me do it. you know, most people start that way. I kind of was really good at it from the beginning. It was always something that came naturally to me. And I went to a performing arts middle school where I played in the orchestra every day, second period. Then I went to a performing arts high school, and that's where Will and I met. And we were stand partners in orchestra class. That's how we met. And, you know, every day, second period, just playing there. And, you know, the violin and the viola just always kept giving us more options and more opportunities. We ended up studying for free at, you know, state schools in Florida. I went to Florida International University. Will went to Florida State. After that, we sent the tape to Showtime at the Apollo when we just started mixing classical and hip-hop. And Apollo's like the longest running talent competition in the world. And, you know, Michael Jackson, James Brown, you know, it's been going for 80 years. They boo you off the stage if they don't like you. And we went on that stage and we won everything. And we won $20,000 and became 2005 Apollo champions. Mm-hmm. And then doors just kept opening. You know, the more that we were able to think different about the violin, use the training, but also be influenced by who we are and what we listen to as far as hip-hop and popular music and reggae and everything else we listen to, and fuse it together in a way that, you know, doesn't lose a classical purist but doesn't lose someone that listens to Drake and Katy Perry every day, then that's when we found that, you know, people would respond to it. So we always, since then, have been trying to craft that and find different ways to really be extremely classical but also be very pop at the same time without going too far either way. And it's been an amazing journey since then. You know, Apollo, then we toured with Alicia Keys, we toured with Linkin Park, played Broadway, toured for our troops in Iraq, played at the inauguration for President Obama, and just, you know, it's been a whirlwind, and it's because we're thinking about things in a different perspective and just looking at things in a way that most people aren't. And that's why the concert's really interesting, and that's why our music is really interesting, because it's everything that you like, but you've never really had it together at the same time.
Yeah, back in the early days, did people get what you were doing? On the one hand, you were doing this fusion of classical music and then hip-hop styles. On the other hand, it sounds like club owners were like, what do you mean two black guys are going to come in and play classical music? What were those early days like?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're from Miami, so we'd go to South Beach when we were younger and try to find ways to get gigs. So we'll go in and we're like, yeah, we got these two black guys want to play violin in your club, you know. There's MySpace, but there's no YouTube, there's no Twitter, there's no other way you could see it. You haven't heard anything like it. So just the idea of like two black guys playing violin in a South Beach nightclub sounds ridiculous. But, you know, when they would turn us away, we would just open the trunk of our car right in front of the club, you know, during the day. Promoters and the owners would see us draw a huge crowd because we're just playing, you know, violin on hip-hop stuff, and then they invited us into the clubs, and that's how we honed our style, because the DJ say, yeah, you can play in the club, but you can't make the music stop. So then we would give him a mix that he can play that we've created a, like, kind of a choreographed thing on top of, and the music doesn't stop, except now in the South Beach club, you just start seeing violinists in the distance. You hear the music start being more orchestral, but it's still that, you know, that J-Lo song or that Missy Elliott song or that Jay-Z song, but it's just in a different way. It's just reimagined. And that was how we got our start. It's just, again, thinking about it from a different perspective and how can we be violinists and make money in nightclubs in South Beach and sell people on this idea of these two worlds existing together. And you're going to like it, but, you know, you have to see it and hear it to understand it, kind of thing.
We're talking to Kev Marcus right now, founding member of Black Violin, and he plays violin in that duo. And they're playing at the Widener Center for the Performing Arts in Green Bay this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And, you know, I trained in classical music, voice, not violin or viola, but when I was starting out, people were not doing the kind of fusion music that you're doing. What was that like? I mean, did you feel like you were having to convince people that, no, I still have my classical chops, but I also have this part of me, and it's okay to bring them together?
I don't know if we had to convince them. I mean, when I was, you know, studying back then, I wasn't really mixing them together yet. Like, we were kind of getting into that in college, but in college I was still just a, you know, scholarship viola student and just, you know, showing up, doing my classes and things of that nature. I think that as time goes, you know, I feel the need to almost validate myself a little bit in the classical world, so I'll jump back into it a little bit and, you know, sit in with an orchestra from time to time. But now, you know, we're able to, like, travel. We performed with the National Symphony Orchestra earlier this year. We played with the Augusta Symphony Orchestra last month. So now it's, like, almost the classical sensibility that we have enough of it where we can bring it into a symphony orchestra, and the members of the symphony orchestra can really appreciate the fusion because we're basically respecting both sides. You know, and that's the whole key to it, is just, you know, having a true respect for both sides and understanding how to mix them together without losing people. that's everything. And it's been working for us, and classical purists seem to really, really like what we're doing.
And a big part of your mission right now is working with kids. You do a lot of educational stuff to bust these stereotypes that we've been talking about what people can do. And, wondering what you want these kids to know about their potential and what people can be.
Yeah, ultimately we use our platform and music as a tool to let kids understand that, you know, first of all, you know, if you want to be a violinist, you know, you do need to practice, but you need to always be thinking about things from a different perspective. And secondly, it's really not even just about music. It's about what is it that you love to do? Because when I perform, I smile 99% of the time, and I love what I do. Now, for a career, I do what I love. And not many people can say that, you know. A lot of listeners probably thinking, oh, tomorrow's Friday, I can't wait because I don't have to go to work this weekend. I don't think that. I think, man, I get to play violin every time I go to work. It's great, you know? And we, so a lot of it, what we try to talk to kids about is not just about music, but about life and about, you know, finding that thing that you love to do, whether it's doctor, lawyer, scientist, you want to be a teacher, you want to be a violinist, whatever. Just, you know, find a different way to do it. You know, if you want to be a basketball player, find a different way to shoot the jumper. If you want to be a football player, you don't have to throw it like Aaron Rodgers. I know he's the best, but there must be different ways to do it. You know, and I think a lot of times we all get caught up in, oh, well, you know, this is the way that everyone's always done it, so I have to do it this way. And we try to just use our music and our message as a way to just break that and have kids thinking outside the box and not sticking to the stereotype of, oh, a violin can only sound like this, or oh, only a girl can do this kind of thing, or only a boy can do this. Nah, anyone can do anything. Recognize your power. Do what you love. Love what you do. And, you know, and do it, you know, unapologetically. And that's what we're about.
Kev, thank you so much for joining us, and hope you have a great time in Wisconsin.
We plan on it. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Kev Marcus is a founding member and violin player in the duo Black Violin. They're playing at the Widener Center for the Performing Arts in Green Bay this Sunday at 7:30 p.m.
Coming up, a look at the new GOP health care proposal and the concerns Republican governors and others are raising. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.